Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Gotta love the intro. That guy's got some lungs on him. Pipes. Amazing. Really nice and loud.
It's called pipes in this business.
Yes, it is. That's why I said pipes. Lungs, pipes, whatever. He can do it all in one breath, I guess. That's the key piece. Yeah. Hey, today is the long-awaited, every year we do it, that's right, the Christmas edition. We're going to have talked about Christmas gifts for the outdoorsman. You're not going to want to miss maybe a gag gift or two, but the rest are awesome. Super cool. Hang tight. It's that edition. You're going to really want to hang out for this. Hang tight.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Ava. Don,
it's
how are you guys doing?
To be here. It's officially December.
It is officially December. We are.
And it feels like it. Like, what happened?
We have solid ice production this year, the first
yes.
time in how many years? Four?
Oh, it's been a while. the ice is, you got some places where the ice is good?
Yeah.
Even after yesterday's
blow?
Wind?
Yeah. Believe it or not, there is.
Where?
I cannot divulge that.
I've seen videos on my friend's stories of them ice fishing.
Gull is not one of them that's safe. That I do know. Gull blew completely open.
Yeah, I think Mille Lacs has got some open water in the.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean,
in the middle around the shore though, it's out a quarter mile or so.
And we've got, you know, you're making ice every night, so not a bad thing. And just we say it every year: be safe, and hopefully Red Lake is they're gonna hold people back and then not let them out. Because, you know, they had some good ice up there, and it was starting to get touch and go for people to go out. I had one person that had a double aluminum trailer done that said, oh, I've got a double axle aluminum trailer. It should be fine. He said, you're not going out. I think they're getting to that point where it doesn't matter how light your aluminum dual axle trailer is. That doesn't matter. You're not going out.
No.
So that's part of the gig. Lots of good snow being made for the ski areas. So that's good. They're almost going to be probably by next weekend completely open, which is a difference that we've had in the last 3-4 years.
Have you been out yet?
Once.
Have you?
Yep.
Which ski hill did you go to this year?
I went to Welch.
Okay. How many runs do they have open?
Three. Four now.
Four.
And they'll have probably seven by the weekend and more as it goes. They've got so much snow laid down. They just don't have enough snowcats to move all the snow that they put out there. So it's pretty incredible. And speaking of the snow and the skiing and the big things, the national news has come out, and I think I hinted at it a couple weeks. Was it 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Ava? We're talking about Lindsey Vonn getting back into downhill skiing. coming back.
I think that was last week.
Yeah, coming out of retirement from 2019. She retired as one of the most winning women athletes on the slopes. And Dawn, she's actually going to be racing at Beaver Creek in some of the lower level. You have to requalify. So she's going to be racing some of the lower level FIS, which is a qualification level. But an FIS is a certified level skiing. But to get her points to jump back onto the World Cup circuit, she will be competing again after a partial knee replacement. And at the age of 40, she is going to be back into it.
Did she say why she wanted to get back into it?
The passion's still there.
Oh, wow.
She didn't know how, as she was going through her rehab, she was having a difficult time figuring out, you know, where am I at? She still had the desire, but she wasn't sure how the recovery was going to go. And as any injury goes, you know, at that point, you got to figure out how long it's going to take to recover from that injury. So at 40 years old, she is going to be back, and suspect she will get her points back and be competing on the World Cup circuit with the U.S. ski team as they, I believe they have, I forget what they call it, but they have a clause that lets a past team member, if they're out because of injury or otherwise, they can come back. But best of luck to Lindsay at 40.
Yeah, good luck. I mean, it's hope things hold together.
Well, it's exciting. I mean,
she's got the skill and the talent. Oh.
Just, well, and my concern is the speed events. When she crashes, she's going, as you've seen, Ava, right? I mean, the big events that she's skied, going Mach 400. When you crash at Mach 400, bad things happen. But even last week, this is something maybe not know. Michaela Schifrin going for her 100th win in downhill skiing also. Don, she actually landed on her side and punched a hole in her side of her rib cage. Punched a hole.
From what?
Landed on a gate. She slid on her side and the gate caught her and tore a hole in her rib cage area or her abdomen, on the side of her abdomen.
Ouch.
And so she's going to be out for that same race that Lindsey Vonn is coming back. So more power to Michaela. She's going to be probably 2-3 weeks in healing up for that, but that was a pretty dramatic. You didn't look like a bad fall until she hit the gate with her side on the snow, and there's a tab that sticks up with the base because it's a flexible base.
Yep.
And it
kind of tore a hole in her side. Ouch.
Not a good thing at all. So best of luck for them. And, you know, it's a challenge, obviously, when you're out there doing that kind of a sport. And obviously, won't say it again, but be safe out there when you're on the ice. And none of us hate the fish so bad you got to go take a swim for it. So just keep that in mind.
No. Besides, that water's cold.
It's chilly. Yeah. No. It's super cool.
It's like 33 degrees.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. Well, tell you what, we're coming back, and we are going to come up with our gift ideas. Don is slaving away, since he's the one who brought it up, slaving away on his laptop now, trying to figure out what he was trying to get done for this show. So we'll see how that comes out. Stay tuned. That and more when we return to more Valley Outdoors.